Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. The back-to-school series resumes on Monday here on Inside Douglas County. Today, though, looking at things happening locally in the arts. Angela Marks, new executive director at Umpqua Valley Arts, on with us now. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
And so let's talk about, first of all, you've got a number of things going on. After school art, tell us about that.
Yes, our after school art club program will be returning starting October 7th. That will kick off from 3 to 5 every Wednesday for kids ages 5 to 12. And they will be exploring just a variety of art experiences on those days.
And talk about some of the things in particular that the kids get to do.
So I know that this first one is kicking off with the younger age group will be studying 3D art. And then the 9 to 12-year-olds will be diving into some design, a variety of different design.
And with a format of being one day a week, a couple hours long, gives kids a good opportunity, gives parents a good place for them to be. If somebody wants to get their kiddo signed up for this, what do they do?
Best place to go would be our website. And you'll just be looking for the After School Art Club tab. And you can also find these links on our new Facebook page. So we have started a new Facebook. It is under Umpqua Valley Arts name.
And I know you guys are posting a lot of things on there. One of those is happening next Saturday. Kind of sounds different. Steamroller Big Print. Explain that.
Yes, this is going to be a really cool event. Saturday, September 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be in our parking lot from, 10 to 6, I stated. And we're going to have a steamroller here doing large prints. So we have 8 print artists coming from all over Oregon, and we will be literally driving a roller over art. So they will be making large prints that will actually be exhibited here in our January show.
Now, I've never seen this before. Is this kind of a newer technology, or is it just new for here?
It's new for Roseburg. I believe Portland does a show. And so this is the first time here in Douglas County. We're really excited. There's going to be a lot of activities happening within this event. We're going to have free printmaking activities for youth and adults, and we'll be doing demos. And so people will really get to experience different variations of printmaking.
So where does this steamroller come from?
We're actually renting it. So it's a roller, and we're renting it from Tim Allen Rentals.
Interesting. Well, that'll be fun to see. And I guess just another aspect of art. Sometimes people, when you think about art, you tend to think you kind of compartmentalize art. And here's a definite example of art coming out of the traditional box.
Yeah, this is going to be really outrageous and a lot of fun.
All right, so that is happening again next Saturday, the 19th. Talk about your, third Thursday event.
Yes, so every third Thursday of the month, we have a really great partnership with Thrive Umpqua, where we work with them to bring a free art experience to the community. So that will be happening next Thursday, September 17th, from 4:30 to 6:30 here at Umpqua Valley Arts in our Gallery 2 location. And they're going to be working with an artist named Lola Cornish, and they're going to be creating junk journals.
And what is a junk journal?
So a junk journal is a way to save all sorts of art, media, trinkets, in a visual journal, and we will be supplying all of the basic supplies. So if anybody would like to come and participate, they're encouraged to bring photos, treasures, things like that.
Now, do you need to pre-register for this?
Ideally, yes. We really like to have people pre-register, so you can go to the link on our Facebook page. It's titled Third Thursday, and register. That's helpful for us to have a general idea. But if you just show up, we're certainly not going to turn you away.
Now, you have been involved there at UVA for a while, moving into the executive director role. How is all that going for you so far?
It's going good. I've felt very welcomed, and it's been a really great transition. Just working on diving into fall programming with the team right now, which is a really great time. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Yeah, and in fact, dare I use a word that I tend to not use very early in the season, but there apparently are holidays coming up. You've got some things involved with that.
I know, isn't that crazy? We do. We have our handmade holiday event returning again this year on November 28th. And so that's a great way to support our local artists. We will have hopefully close to 20 vendors here, just bringing the handmade holiday gift ideas. And we'll have, you know, hot cocoa and some activities for the family and fun things going on. With also, I'll give a little teaser, a series of workshops coming up around that time to make some handmade holiday gifts.
Well, I know people like to really do that, provide their friends, family, other folks with something that's a little more personal than just a big box store item they could get anywhere.
Yes. Yeah. It's really a really great gift.
And let's see here. Other things people ought to know going into the fall, what do you want to share?
So in the theme of holidays, I definitely want to encourage people, if you are looking for a location to host your holiday company parties, or even we've had some family parties, we do have a fantastic rental space. Our Gallery 2 location works wonderfully for up to 75 people. And so if you want to book a holiday event, I would definitely recommend doing that soon.
How do people do that?
They can go on our website and fill out the inquiry form, or they can give us a call here and ask to speak to our events coordinator, Natalie.
So you've got a members show every year that is opening in a few weeks. Talk about that.
Yes. So one of the beautiful benefits of being a member here at UVA gives you an opportunity to submit a piece to show at our member show, which will open on October 30th. It is not juried or judged. It's just you submit and we display. And it's a really great time to feature a lot of local art. We have so much talent around here. It is unbelievable.
All right. And so that is going on. Now, if people come out today or Saturday, tell us a little bit about the current exhibits that are up.
Oh, we are currently showing the Umpqua Plein Air Show. It will be up until October 24th. And so this just went up. So we had about 60 artists paint all over Douglas County, and they were able to submit up to 3 pieces. And that is all displayed right now, and it's amazing.
And what was it like to, because I know plein air is so unique, especially for you being newer, what was it like to watch this whole process?
It's amazing. There's a lot that goes on that week. We have both plein air and young artists in plein air. So there's actually a group of youth that get to participate. And then seeing the demo, we did it out at Melrose Vineyards this year. Watching the creativity of these artists and create, and then all the work comes in and it's the paint's still wet. And then it all goes up in a day and we celebrate with the opening reception. It's fun to walk the halls and then try and identify where each piece is located in Douglas County.
Well, if people want to come out and check it out, remind them of your gallery hours when they can come out.
We are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And if somebody wants to get a membership, be more a part of UVA, how do they do that?
They can fill out the membership application on our website, or they're welcome to come in and see us or give us a call.
All right, Angela Marks, Umpqua Valley Arts Executive Director, thanks for being on today.
Thanks, Kyle. Great talking to you.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas.